Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Caitlin. How may I assist you?
Hi. I may have talked to you just a minute ago. I am calling because I have charges on my account that I do not understand, and I'm challenging them. Okay. My name is Chris. My name is Chris Bailey. Do you want to know?
What's your zip code?
81428.
Thank you. Can you confirm your mailing address?
41077 Highway 133, Bayonne, Colorado.
All right. Okay. Looks like you ordered it's called an Ultra Bar in December, and then it enrolled you into an online store, Factory Direct Savings store.
Okay. What was the first thing you said that I ordered?
An Ultra Bar.
What is an Ultra Bar?
If I'm not mistaken, it's one of those big things that you plug things up to. I think it's portable. I'm looking at pulling up the site now to make sure, but that's what I think it is, that portable little things so you can plug in different, like, USBs and things like that. Hold on. Because we got two different types, but one is for helping with your, like, power, and then one is, like, a portable, like, not a charger, but you can plug chargers into it.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, I did get something that was a portable power thing. All right. So
okay,
that's probably what it is.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So the thing that I'm concerned about is that it's got me enrolled in something that I had no idea I had enrolled in. I'm disputing the charges.
Okay. So, yes, it's in the terms and conditions that tells you that you'll be charged the membership fee for that store within 48 hours. Have you already disputed the charges with the bank?
You bet.
Okay. So what you can do is, do you want to maybe try that membership? If not, we can go ahead and cancel.
Well, I've changed my credit card, so you can't charge me again.
Okay. I can give you your cancellation number if you want to write that down.
Hang on just a minute.
Okay.
How do I go about getting the charge refunded?
Now you would have to have the bank call in on your behalf. Anytime you do a dispute, they have to verify that they'll drop the dispute or won't start it so that we can refund it.
Okay. Okay, so that would be between the bank and you. I don't have to get back on the line because I've been waiting over 10 minutes.
Yeah, you don't have to actually call in. The bank can call in for you. They just verify all of your information and they let us know that they're your bank. They'll tell us their name of their institution and then give us all your information and we pull it up for them. All they have to do is either verify that they started it and they'll drop it, or that they have not started it and we can refund it the same day. It still does take 3 to 5 business days to go back into the account, but that's pretty much it. Now, sometimes if the bank wants to continue, like with the dispute or whatever, then they'll have to refund you. But if they're willing to, you know, not do the dispute part, we can refund you. It's just we can't both refund you. So that's the only thing. Okay.
That makes sense. Okay. Give me the cancellation number.
It's C as in Charlie.
258.
502. 680.
Okay, is that it?
Yes, ma'am.
May I read it back to you? C 258-502-680.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm going to see if I can get my bank to call. There's no direct numbers that don't put me through this long wait, are there?
I don't have an extension for myself, so what may need to happen is sometimes it goes back down a little after this time. Cause this is like lunch hour. Around lunchtime, the call volume is always high because people call in on their lunch break. So they may either have to wait until it's a little later in the afternoon or call first thing in the morning.
Okay. I'll tell them that. Thank you very much.
No problem. And thank you for calling customer service. Have a good day, ma'am.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.